Hey, it's Kansas City reporter Adriana Cardona McGigad. Spring is here, the weather is warming up, and the days are getting longer. It's the perfect time to celebrate important occasions with family and friends. You know, birthday parties, proms, graduations, weddings. Yep, spring is one of the most popular times of the year to get married. And this week, we bring you an episode by our WBEC colleague, Araceli Gomez Aldana. It's about her experience going through marriage court here in Chicago. See, Araceli always dreamed of having the perfect wedding. She wanted to tie the knot in the same church where her parents got married back in Mexico. And she did. Araceli and her husband Ricardo's big day was December 27th of 2021 in Jalisco. So magical. But before that, she and Ricardo had to run down to marriage court here in Chicago to get legally married. Because it can be hard to transfer all the official paperwork from country to country.
So a part of me was like, you know, this doesn't really count. Like, the real big day is going to be in December. But when you're there and you're in front of the judge and what the judge says to you and you have to look at each other and you say, I do, and you make this big, big promise. And I was like, okay, no, this does mean something. Like, that was very real and it was legal.
Not only was it legal, it was recorded for this podcast. That's right. While Araceli was making a lifelong commitment, she was also answering a question that came to us at Curious City. How many people actually get married in marriage court each year?
My brother helped me out by like holding the recorder, and then I had the mic, and like I had to make sure, you know, and then there was this like really loud, I don't know if it was like a dehumidifier or some type of fan or something down there. So I was like, can we turn it off? Like, I was asking all these ridiculous questions. I felt like, you know, the bridezilla, but like for different reasons, because it was for radio.
While documenting her own journey, Araceli learned a lot about marriage court. So she'll bring us the answer to our question and more. We also found out how things are going in marriage court post-pandemic. It's all coming up after the break.
It's down to you.
Your gift right now helps WBEZ unlock an extra $85,000. Support WBEZ's essential stories about politics, our economy, and Chicagoland's arts and culture scene, and your gift will be worth even more.
If 1,500 people donate by 7 p.m. on June 23rd, WBEZ will earn this $85,000 from two anonymous donors.
So please hurry. Give at wbez.org/donate. Thank you.
This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
As soon as you walk into the building at 119 West Randolph Street in downtown Chicago, if you look to your left, you'll see a sign that reads Marriage Court with an arrow pointing down. And down you need to go. The escalators take you so far down, there's no natural light, no windows. And it's not necessarily what I had imagined. The waiting area outside marriage court is small and dark. It looks like a dentist's office waiting room. And behind the clear glass window at the counter, there's something that brightens up the place.
Maura party, Maura, Maura.
Joan Healy.
Judge Harris is gonna perform the ceremony, okay?
You can come in.
Joan has seen a lot of people get married, and she's helped a lot of nervous couples.
And that was probably about over 50 years ago. And we used to be on the second floor, and then we've been down here for about 30 years.
She landed the job when one day, back in the 70s, two marriage clerks quit because they didn't like each other.
And then both of the ladies decided to quit on the same day without telling each other. So when that happened, the supervisor of the marriage court asked me if I would do this.
and she's been down in this basement for decades. Can I ask you how old you are?
Oh, no. Older than dirt. I was born in Bridgeport. I'm from the southwest side near Midway Airport. So that's where I am.
Long time Chicago.
Long time Chicagoan.
Yeah. And so much has changed.
A lot has changed.
So how many people get married here each year? Well, in 2020, 21,565 people said, "I do." And for the last 50 years, Joan's been there to make sure the process goes smoothly when these couples get married. Before the pandemic, if you had a marriage license, you could just walk in, wait in line, and get married. It was a revolving door of couples.
I would have to say thousands. I really, thousands. On a good day, you could have 30 people come in. And a hot day before a holiday, you really had a lot of people come in. Another interesting thing, the Halloween is they could come dressed up, be married in costume. That we've had. Once I had one come dressed as a monkey.
Yeah, dressed as a monkey.
You know, and she, you know, they just think it's funny.
There's a process involved to getting married at marriage court.
Hey, good afternoon. You have an appointment?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, great.
You need to have gotten a license at least 24 hours before arriving at Joan's window.
Are the names spelled correctly?
Yes.
And along with the license and valid IDs, you need cash.
There's a $10 fee, please, for the ceremony. Okay, thank you. Just have a seat for a moment, okay?
Is there a restroom?
Yes.
Then you wait for Joan to call your name.
More vet parties. Step this way, please.
Next, you and your loved one go into an even smaller windowless room.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Judge Harris is going to perform the ceremony.
There are no flowers, but there is a Cook County judge.
Do you, Ricardo, take this woman, Araceli, to be your lawfully wedded wife?
I do.
And do you, Araceli, take this man, Ricardo, to be your lawfully wedded husband?
I do.
All right. Now, if you would join your hands.
The judge performs this ceremony, and it'll only take about 5 minutes.
So by the powers vested in me through the Constitution and the statutes of the state of Illinois, I now pronounce you husband and wife. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge.
Okay.
And once the judge finalizes the union, Joan gives you a souvenir marriage certificate. The official one won't be available until 2 weeks after your marriage date. And that's it. Time to celebrate. As you can imagine, a variety of couples walk through the doors of the marriage court. Joan says she never knows what her day is going to be like. But there was one particular day that took Joan by surprise. It was Wednesday, July 29, 1981.
In London, a brilliant day, a brilliant pageant. The royal wedding.
This office was so crowded.
Across the pond, a famous couple was getting married. Prince Charles married commoner Diana Spencer.
I, Charles Philip Arthur George.
I, Diana Francis.
Take thee, Diana Francis.
Take thee, Philip Charles Arthur George.
To my wedded wife.
To my wedded husband.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
Till death us do part.
Till death us do part.
And Charles and Lady Diana, now man and wife, appeared before the tumultuous crowd outside St. Paul's as the Prince and Princess of Wales.
It was a spectacle, but not just in England.
This room was crowded like crazy.
Joan remembers the excitement that was in the air.
I think at that time, you could get your license and be married on the same day. And so people came down here in droves, in droves. I think I was here till like 6 o'clock. I think we closed our doors at 4:30. But everybody that was here, we took them and the judges stayed and married them, you know.
Yeah, and
I don't know. I mean, maybe it was because they wanted on the same
day. On the same day as everybody was a prince and a princess that day.
And there was another time when lots of people lined up to get married. When same-sex marriage became legal in Illinois in November of 2013, things got really busy in the Chicago courthouse. Judge Diane Marsalek is in charge of marriage and traffic courts in Cook County. She says people were coming from all over the country to get married here.
We were getting people from Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, the East Coast, southern states. We had a lot more out-of-state couples getting married here to take advantage, I guess, of the law that passed here so that they would be able to get married. So we did see a big spike in that for probably 6 months or 8 months.
But things have been changing. When it comes to how many couples are getting married each year, Joan has noticed the number is going down. And she's right. The Cook County Clerk's Office says fewer people are getting married compared to 10 years ago. The number has dropped by about 5,000. And Joan's also noticed other things that have changed over time, sometimes gradually.
I think the most is the ages of the couples. They're a little older than when I started. You still have some really young, but not as, I don't think it's quite as young.
And the data backs up Joan's suspicions. According to the clerk's office, the average age for males getting married now is 35, and for females, it's 33. And a fun fact, most couples come in on Thursdays or Fridays to get married. And there are also other things, Joan says, that are different but can't really be measured.
The attitude. They're not quite as nervous. You know, now it's more casual.
And Joan says the apparel has also gotten more casual, just a sign of the times, if you will. Back in the day, people would dress up for marriage court, but now it varies. Some seem to prep for the day like it's any other day. Others, they make sure they're going to meet Joan and those judges looking on point.
Got nails done, get the dress.
You look beautiful today. I love all the sparkle, doesn't she?
I'm awake since 5:30 a.m. this morning, starting with hair, makeup, and getting ready. It's pretty hard, but, you know, you're doing it once in your life, so it's worth it.
Take a shower and put the suit on, and we're here.
Can you explain for our listeners what you're wearing? Because they won't be able to see you.
Oh, it's a little, I want to sparkle, and I want it to be short because he likes my legs. And I did that. And he likes it. Short and sparkly.
And the pandemic has affected things too.
Before this pandemic, people used to come in without appointments, without anything. We could have anywhere from 10 couples to 40 couples in one day. On Saturday, we were over 100 couples. We would have three judges on Saturday. And it was fast, but the judges were very good. They were very kind to the people and gave them nice ceremonies.
Yeah, it's almost more people, I feel like, would get married when it wasn't appointments.
Right. I don't know what they do.
Maybe because you can't do it so spontaneously anymore.
Maybe.
When you think of your typical government worker, you might not think they're excited about their day-to-day responsibilities. But Joan? She likes her job. People are usually happy to be here, and they're nice to her. And I can imagine it's a pleasant environment to be around.
You're dealing with people 9 times out of 10. People are very, very nice. And people should be as lucky as I was, because this is a friendly, you know, people are happy, mostly happy when they come in here.
Although there was one time she knew for sure the couple didn't have a happy ending.
Oh, that's the time that the poor girl, you know, the couple came in, and it wasn't their turn. And I took their license, and I wrote them up, and the fella came and asked me where the washroom was. And I told him, and we never saw him again. So the poor girl, I felt very, very, very sorry for her, yeah. Very sorry for her.
And Joan says twice she's had to call the ambulance, both times because women were going into labor.
Yeah, they came in here when Mom was ready to deliver, and they had to call the ambulance, and that's the only medical emergency.
Was your heart rate?
Oh, I'm a wuss, so please, Judge, just get it over with and get the ambulance. And one judge wanted me to be in the chambers with him, and he said, nope.
You didn't want to be nursed down?
That's not my job description.
You could have been Nurse Joan.
No. I don't mind doing other things, but I draw the line.
There is one thing that Joan regrets about all the strange, quirky, memorable things she's seen.
I'm sorry I didn't write them all down. I truly, truly, I could have been an author of a best-selling novel.
And I, for one, would have read that book.
They need you. You're a very nice lady. You need more people like you.
Okay, it's a good day for me, Judge.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is a poetry town. That's why Poetry Magazine is proudly called Chicago home for more than 100 years. Poetry publishes contemporary poetry, including talents like Ada Limon, Maggie Smith, Ocean Vuong, and Avery R. Young. Learn more at poetrymagazine.org.
While Araceli was down in the basement office of the Cook County Clerk, she bumped into several other couples getting married that day. And as the curious and romantic person she is, Araceli decided to check in with some of them to see how their big day was going. Here are some of their stories.
My name is Araceli. I'm a reporter with WBEZ, public radio in Chicago, and I'm working on a story about...
I'm going to actually have you do that again because I wasn't recording, so sorry. I thought it was ready, but it wasn't.
I'm from Honduras.
Chicago.
I'm from Chicago.
Chicago.
We were both originally from Poland.
Poland.
But we met here.
I'm from India.
I'm from India, but I live in Georgia.
We're getting married today, in a few minutes, I guess.
Do you remember how you met?
Yeah, it was social media.
Yeah. What about in person? When was the first time you guys met in person?
Navy Pier.
Oh, our station's in Navy Pier. Oh. So I have to go to work there every day. I don't like paying for parking, but that's where I have to go.
We actually met in a bar, but we didn't get together till I think 6 months later we saw each other again.
Yeah. And do you remember what you did when you met him? Like, what did you guys do?
We went to Six Flags.
Yeah. That she made me do that. Usually I'm not the kind of person that's going to go to Six Flags or anything, but you know, I had to.
How's getting married during the pandemic?
It definitely has a lot of disadvantages because we're not allowed to, you know, have more family here. So yeah, kind of sucks, but we figured we'll make up for it later in the years.
And how are you feeling now that you're about to walk in there and get married?
Oh, nervous, but most exciting.
Yeah, me too.
Want to get it over with.
Sort of scared. Yeah.
What are you scared of? Nervous.
Yeah, nervous.
What did you have to do to prepare for today?
Oh, I'm awake since 5:30 a.m. this morning. Starting with hair, makeup.
He had the suit already. I got to get the hat. So just a little pieces.
Take a shower and put the suit on and we're here.
How'd it go?
Surprisingly well.
Surprisingly. Why are you surprised? What was supposed to happen?
You guys look different. Whole new woman.
Really? I don't think so. I mean, maybe I'm not feeling it yet, but it will hit me. It was super quick. But you know, we're looking into each other's eyes. It was very romantic. So yes, we love it. We enjoy it.
Once she said it was her honor to pronounce us man and wife, he chuckled. But it was a good chuckle. It wasn't like, oh my God. He was looking right at me.
Yeah.
He was looking at right at me and I was tearing. And he was wiping tears, so it got to him because he don't like to see me cry. So it got to him.
Felt great. Finally, you know, it was a lot of anxiety, I think, leading up to this moment, and now it's done, so great. We're ready to start our lives together.
Did you get emotional, the words, when she was saying anything?
Did it hit you?
Oh, yeah, I did. When she said we can, you know, put our rings on each other, and he may kiss me, and just, yeah, it kind of got real.
And what's next? Celebrate? What are you going to do?
Yeah, we're just going to have some kind of brunch. Lunch?
Brunch, yeah.
Yeah.
Get some mimosas.
Mimosa
yeah.
brunch.
Oh, congratulations.
There have been a couple of updates since Araceli first reported this story. As of May 1st, ceremonies on Zoom will only happen on Mondays and Tuesdays with an appointment. Couples can just walk in Wednesday through Friday. Of course, you still need to bring your marriage license, an ID, and the fee. Now, it's been over a year since Araceli and Ricardo tied the knot, so I asked Araceli, so how's married life so far?
It's wonderful. I mean, Richie and I knew each other for so long, and we dated for like 13 years, and our families know each other, and all of our friends, so it's been wonderful.
How was it like doing it a second time, but this time in Mexico with all the family and at the church where your parents actually got married?
It was just completely different. I mean, all of my family and friends were there. It was really nice outside. It was in December in Mexico, so it was, you know, the sun was shining. It was really warm. And then it was in Spanish, so that was another difference. It felt a lot more familial and just more real, I guess, the second time around.
As far as marriage court down in the basement, Araceli offers an ambitious suggestion. Move to a different floor with bigger rooms and more light.
That would be nice for the photographers, I think, because there was photographers there that are trying to make it work, and it's just not a really fun space for photography.
And what do you think about, like, ambience? Like, maybe have, like, a little music or something? Like,
I also thought about that. I'm like, you know, it's just so quiet. Like, when, especially if there's not a lot of people in there, you're just sitting there. And it's, and like I said, it's like a dentist office waiting to be called, you know? I mean, I bet even some dentist office have music or some nice ambiance, but not the basement at City Hall. Definitely not.
But looking back at the whole marriage court experience, she says it was also very special.
The judge was wonderful. Joan was wonderful. Like, everybody that I met that was working down there, they were just so happy and so nice and helpful.
In the end, it didn't matter how small or dark the space was and how quiet the waiting room seemed, because she felt the excitement as couples got ready to say, I do.
Well, I guess at the end, maybe it doesn't matter where it is, right? Like, maybe it doesn't matter that it's a basement. It's just, like, who you're with.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Of course. I'm glad. I think it's, like, you know, like, it's once it gets nice out, people start thinking about wedding season and everything. So I feel like this is going to be great for people to think about.
Earlier, you heard the voices of newlyweds Gabriela Diaz and Christian Calderon, Hope Kyle and Charles Epps, Paulina Leschenska and Paul Grazza, Shruti Patel and Rocky Patel, and of course, our own Araceli Gomez Aldana. Thanks to Araceli for reporting this week. Curious City is produced by Joe Deso and Jason Mark. Maggie Civet is our digital and engagement producer, and Marie Mendoza is WBEC's podcast fellow. Johanna Zorn edits the show. Curious City, supported by the Conant Family Foundation, I'm Adriana Cardona Magigar. See you next week.
Hey,
Hey Chicago, it's Nudia Hernandez from Vocalo. Taylor Bennett and A Damn Killer will be joining me for Vocalo's Summer Meltdown concert on July 11th at Bottom Lounge. It's free and the good vibes are endless. For more, head to wbez.org/events.